We're going to read just quickly from Mark chapter 6, and it's the story of the feeding of the 5,000. It's mentioned in the other Gospels as well, but it says these words: "The apostles gathered around Jesus, and he told them all that they had done and taught. He said to them, 'Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while, for many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat.' And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them and hurried on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd. He had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd and began to teach them many things. When it grew late, his disciples came to him and said, 'This is a deserted place and the hour is now very late. Send them away so they can go into the surrounding country and villages and buy something for themselves to eat.' But he answered them, 'You give them something to eat.' They said, 'Are we to go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give it to them to eat?' And he said to them, 'How many loaves have you? Go and see.' They found out that there were 5 and 2 fish. Then he ordered them to go get all the people to sit down in groups on the green grass, so that they sat down in groups of hundreds and of fifties. 'Take the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and he looked up to heaven, blessed them, and broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were filled, and they took up the 12 baskets full of broken pieces and of fish. Those who have eaten the loaves numbered 5,000 men. A really well-known scripture passage, right? Now, we could talk on this for a month at church. We don't have a month. It's one afternoon. But this afternoon, I want to look at receiving food or being fed the whole year through. You see, it's really easy to sit here at the start of a school year, and we can be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and we've got it all going. But the reality is that at times throughout term one, at times in term two, and by term four, right, there's going to be times where we're going to have to draw on the Lord to carry us through. There are going to be times where we're going to say, "We've got nothing else to give. You still want us to go and to speak and to care when we've got nothing left? Go and see what's among you and find out what there is." 5 loaves, 2 fish doesn't sound like much. What God is asking of us, I think, this afternoon is to take what we have and give it as an offering and allow Him to bless it. We may not always have the skills, abilities, the kids that are going to come into our classrooms for RE teachers, and those interactions that we will have as chaplains. There are going to be many times where we're going to say, "Not sure I've cut out for this. I don't think I've got the skills and abilities to pull this off. Surely there's somebody else God's calling. Why is He calling me?" Let's turn to God, offer our gift, what we have to give, our skills, our abilities, and allow God to use those to bless those with whom we meet. It's not just a little bit of blessing either. When you read in this passage, 5,000 men, plus children, plus adults, you could have looked at like 20,000 that they were feeding with what seemed like something so small. We often, I often find myself having this, when I get tired and when I get exhausted, I always get, can't somebody else just do it? Anyone else ever had that narrative go through their mind? Can't it just be someone else? God, can't you ask the guy next door? He seems like he's got more energy than me. God didn't call the guy next door. He called us, each one of us, to bring what we have. We've sung a chorus at our church a number of times over the years, and it says, I have not much to give thee, Lord, but all that I have is thine. You know, there's, I don't have very much, but what I've got to give to you, I want to give to you to be able to use. There are going to be times this year where we're going to be looking through the ashtray of our car, looking for a little bit more energy. We're going to be scraping the bottom of the barrel. It's not always going to be fantastic, where we're going to jump out of our skins to go to work every day to teach RE. There's going to be plenty of distractions. But friends, my encouragement to you each is to keep your eyes fixed on Him and look to Jesus for food the whole year through. Because Scriptures tell us that when we come to Him and He blesses us and He blesses the offering that is given, that the blessings are plentiful, aren't they? In fact, we have more than enough. This passage of Scripture tells us exactly what we're talking about in what Paul talks to the church in Ephesus about, the exceedingly more than we could ask or imagine. Here is it playing out right in front of us. So when we bring our offering to God this year, whether it be through RE, whether it be through chaplaincy, whether it be in any job that we find ourselves, maybe it's being full-time retired. Let me know how good that is, because I'm not there yet. But for those that are, there is opportunities to speak hope and life into the people with whom you meet. It's not just left to those who are employed to be chaplains or volunteer to be RE teachers. It's for those that are working to speak hope into their work situations, to see people for who God created them to be, not who the world tells us that they are. So as we move into full-time ministry this year, whether we're as chaplains, RE teachers, or whatever vocation we find ourselves, may we move towards Jesus, allow Him to take our offering, break it, bless it, and we will have food and sustenance for our community for the whole year through. Let's pray together. Loving God, we want to say thank you for all that you give to us. Lord, we thank you for the promises that we find in your Scripture, that when we come to you with what seems like a simple, almost meaningless offering at times, that you take it, you bless it, and we can then experience the exceedingly more than we could ask or imagine, because you are working in and through us. And we are actually partnering with you in your ministry to this world. Lord, may we be able to see this year your kingdom come. We want to see the kingdom of heaven is near, that we are experiencing Jesus in the neighborhood through our RE teachers and through our chaplains, as they move amongst and our Christian teachers within the schools as well, as they move amongst your people, as they move amongst your creation, that they would be beacons of hope and light and grace. Continue to bless them, we pray, and bless us as we continue to serve you all of our days. Amen.